Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
So that psalm, it is all about how to be blessed. In other words, how to flourish in life. So verse 1, if you've got it, you can follow along, or it's on the screen as well. Blessed is the one who... And we go, okay, yes. What's the secret? Tell me, how do I be blessed? Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But blessed is the one who doesn't absorb the way of the world around us with all of its self-centeredness and greed and looking down on other people. Blessed is the one who doesn't follow the crowd at work or at school or on TikTok, wherever your crowd is. Blessed is the one who has a different foundation for their life than what everyone else around you is doing. So what's the positive? That's the negative. Blessed is the one who isn't doing that. But what is the positive? Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Okay, we hear the word law, and we think commandments like thou shall not steal and stuff like that. The word law, in when it comes up in the Old Testament, it's much bigger than that. It kind of means all the teaching of God. Blessed is the one who delights in everything that God says in the Bible, everything that he teaches us. I don't know if you're a kind of royal fan. I don't know if you watch King Charles's coronation. And there's a really interesting moment in it, in the kind of liturgy of the ceremony, where someone says to him, let me get it right, here is the most valuable thing this world affords. And they hand him a Bible. And you think, I can get one of those for like £3 if I look in the right place on the internet. The most valuable thing this world affords. But that is absolutely right, isn't it? Holding the Bible in your hands is a treasure beyond the combined wealth of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and anyone else you care to mention. Because it's not merely a book. It's not just a history lesson, dead information about stuff that happened in the past. It is God speaking to us. The way it puts it in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. He breathes out the words. And this is the great wonder of the Bible, that real human beings throughout the course of history wrote the different letters and the histories and everything that's in our Bibles. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit was working so that what they said is exactly what God wants to say to us. So when we read it, we're not just doing some history studies. We're listening to the living God, and he is presently, right now, actively teaching us and shaping us and transforming us. And what this psalm is saying is picture a person who loves that, who delights in listening to God's word, who meditates on it, who just chews it over all the time in their minds and thinks about how it should shape their attitudes and their actions. Picture that person. That person will be blessed. Okay, but what does that look like? And that word, you know, you get a lot of like hashtag blessed on Instagram posts and stuff like that. What does that really mean, blessed? Thankfully, I don't have to try and guess because verse 3 tells us what that looks like. Here we go. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Last week I was in Biddulph Grange Country Park. Hands up if you've been to Biddulph Grange Country Park. Really beautiful. Like, definitely recommend it. Just up a bit to the north of the city. And I've been thinking about this psalm, which was handy. Sorry, that's a rubbish picture, isn't it? You can't really see it very well. But if you can see, down at the bottom here is a nice little stream. There's lots of little streams in the country park. And this tree, you can see all of its roots because of where they are. They're sort of coming over the top, and then they go right down straight into the riverbank. And that means that tree, whatever the weather is like, however much it rains, it's got constant, reliable nourishment coming into it. And so it's flourishing. That is what God's word is for us. It pours into us the refreshing water of knowing God, knowing his love, knowing that the God who is utterly pure, who is beyond what we could comprehend, who has been perfectly happy in himself and doesn't need anything else forever, yet he pours out like a fountain overflowing in love towards us so much that when we are in the pit of our sin, he sends his son. He sends his son, like we were singing, to go to a rugged cross and pay our debt in full and take away the curse of sin, the sting of death. When we come to the living water of God's word, it fills our hearts with how deeply God loves us.